Cristiano Ronaldo wins a 10 million euro arbitration cup. Take that, Messi. Hong Kong courts take on public policy in arbitration, and the HKIAC's 2023 stats, as well as a game-changing moment for ICSID arbitration. All this and more on this week's episode of Disputes Digest. Welcome back to Disputes Digest. I'm still your host, Chris Campbell, and thank you for joining me for another weekly dive into the international legal disputes news. If you haven't already, we'd greatly appreciate it if you take a moment and follow us on LinkedIn or your podcasting platform of choice. And if you're feeling really spirited, leave us a review. All right. Also, before we get into it this week, we'd like to note we are in the midst of working on season 6 of Tales of the Tribunal. If there's somebody you'd be really keen to hear or like to see on the show, let us know about it. Drop us a line and you just might see them this season. All right, that's enough pre-show. Let's jump into the news. Cristiano Ronaldo and Juventus, his former club, a match made in heaven, have concluded a protracted legal battle concerning unpaid wages. Juventus had been mandated by an arbitration board to compensate Ronaldo over 10 million euros. This legal dispute originates from a disagreement over Ronaldo's salary during his tenure at the Italian club. Details about the exact nature of the claims or the specifics of the financial disagreements were not fully disclosed. However, it marks a significant chapter in Ronaldo's storied career, winning on the pitch and apparently in front of arbitral tribunals, highlighting the often complex financial negotiations involved in high-profile sports contracts. The resolution may set precedents on how similar cases are handled in the future, especially in sports law where player agreements and club obligations frequently come under legal scrutiny. From there, let's head to Hong Kong and check out a notable case, GVN 2023, where the Hong Kong court of first instance tackled a complex issue involving the application of public policy in cases where illegality is used as a defense. Here's a breakdown of legal intricacies and implications from the case, especially relevant to the international arbitration community. The dispute centered around two HKIAC partial awards that G sought to have set aside, arguing that they conflicted with Hong Kong's public policy concerning illegality. The arbitrator had initially denied G's claim based on an outdated English rule, prompting G to challenge the awards. The court decided to remit their awards back to the arbitrator rather than setting them aside immediately. This decision followed the guidance from the Privy Council's decision in Betamax v. State Trading Corp, which suggests a two-stage process for handling illegality, fact-finding, and then determining the implication of those facts on public policy. The court emphasized that while it can review the second stage concerning public policy implications, the initial fact-finding by the tribunal is generally not subject to its review. The arbitrator was initially guided by the Tinsley v. Milligan precedent, which had been overridden in Hong Kong by more recent decisions in Monad Investments and Patel v. Mirza. The court found that there might be a, quote, manifest injustice if the outdated legal framework was applied. By remitting the case back to the arbitration tribunal, the court allowed for a reassessment under the correct current legal standards, potentially altering the outcomes of those awards. The decision to allow N to appeal this remission underscores the case's significance in clarifying the extent to which courts can intervene on public policy grounds in arbitration. This case might influence future arbitration proceedings and the interpretation of public policy in commercial disputes in Hong Kong. The case also exemplifies the delicate balance courts must maintain between respecting autonomy of arbitral tribunals and intervening when necessary to uphold public policy, especially in the global context. Then let's go forward to our next story by taking a look back. And what I mean is a look at last year. 2023 was a record-breaking year for the Hong Kong International Arbitration Center, or HKIAC. Picture this, a courtroom drama, but less drama and more statistics. So, the HKIAC handled a whopping 500 cases. Out of these, 281 were arbitration filings. And within those 281 filings, a large number of them were domain disputes, skyrocketing to 209, up from 161 the previous year. That's basically a bunch of cases about internet turf wars. But here's the kicker. The cash at stake in these arbitrations was no joke. We're talking 92.8 billion Hong Kong dollars in total, nearly doubling the amount from last year. Now, let's look at the diversity numbers. The HKIC is not just about bringing in the big bucks, but also smashing the glass ceiling. Female arbitrators made up for nearly 35% of all arbitration appointments in 2023. That is a serious leap forward from the past, showing that the arbitration world via HKIC is changing from its old boy club mentality. And if you thought arbitrations at the HKIC were just about those based in Hong Kong, think again. Over 75% of the cases were international, global disagreements over everything from corporate mergers to who built what where. Oh, and for the tech lovers, virtual hearings are still a thing post-pandemic, with almost half of them not needing to even leave the comfort of your own home. So, there you have it, folks. The HKIAC's 2023 rundown is a global interest to those in the international arbitration community. It has a push for equality, it has cases with high stakes, and a dash of digital revolution. So stay tuned for what next year brings, because in the world of international arbitration, it's never just about money. Or maybe it is. Then, for our final story this week, and in a groundbreaking move in the realm of international arbitration, the International Center for Settlement of Disputes, ICSID, has set a significant precedence by summarily dismissing an application for the annulment of arbitral awards on the grounds that the application was, quote, manifestly without legal merit, end quote. This marks the first time in history that such a decisive step has been taken this early in the annulment proceedings under the ICSID rules, which potentially signals a shift towards more efficient legal processes in international disputes. The decision stems from a conflict where one party sought to overturn a previously reached arbitral award, arguing that there were substantial legal errors in the decision. However, upon review, the ICSID Annulment Committee determined that the application did not meet the necessary thresholds of showing a genuine legal grievance. Essentially, the committee found that the challenges raised were so lacking in substance that they did not justify further examination or resources, hence the summary dismissal. This development is crucial as it introduces a streamlined approach to dealing with claims perceived as baseless or without substantial legal foundation. Such dismissals can prevent the wastage of time and resources on protracted legal battles over claims that lack sufficient grounds, thereby enhancing the efficacy of the arbitration process. The implications of this decision are far-reaching. It not only underscores the importance of presenting solid legal arguments in international arbitration, but also empowers arbitral institutions to decisively cut through unmeritorious claims. This move by ICSID could lead to more such dismissals if similar conditions are met in future cases, potentially altering the landscape of international arbitration by making it quicker and more cost-effective. And while that's it for the news, we have one more thing to mention to you listeners at home. This little thing called ICA Hong Kong. Maybe you've heard of it. So speaking of ICA Hong Kong, yours truly and the show, Tales of the Tribunal, will be there, arriving the weekend before and will be there a couple of days after the primary events. And we'd love to meet you. So if you're going to be around, if you'd like to say hello, drop us a line at talesofthetribunal@gmail.com or comment on a post and get in touch. I'm going to be speaking at the first plenary session on what is an arbitrator from the client perspective, and I think it's going to be a fantastic event. So whether it's the social events, whether it's the primary event, or somewhere in between, if you see me in these Hong Kong streets, please say hello. We'd love to meet you. But speaking of attending ICA Hong Kong, maybe you're thinking, Chris, I ain't even got a ticket to ICA Hong Kong. Well, listener, you are in luck. The group Racial Equality for Arbitration Lawyers is giving away one ticket to attend ICA Hong Kong. And all you have to do to be eligible is to head over to the LinkedIn page for real and participate, follow the instructions. And maybe you've got a chance. You know, this is a really golden ticket, Willy Wonka sort of situation. So maybe you'll be lucky. And either way, even if you're just in the vicinity of ICA Hong Kong, we hope to see you there. And finally, before we get out of here for this week, if you haven't heard it already, our special short run series, Disputes Decoded, catchy name, that we did with ArbTech and Tales of the Tribunal has just concluded. It was a special episode on crypto regulation and crypto disputes, and it's live right now on the ArbTech website. You won't want to miss it. Disputes Digest is brought to you by MoBeta Solutions. Show music is by Joshua and Jaden Campbell. All right, that's it for us this week. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in once again. Listeners, if you hadn't realized it yet, we are just over a month away from our sixth season. 6th season of Tales of the Tribunal. It's hard to believe that we are already there, and we are excited to bring you some great new content and even some collaborations. Ooh, that's right. Foreshadow. What could they be? Who could they be with? And we look forward to bringing you more great stuff. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please share the show with friends or colleagues. And until next time, this has been Speech Digest by Tales of the Tribunal. None of the views shared today or in any episode of Disputes Digest is presented as legal advice nor advice of any kind. No compensation was provided to any organization or party for their inclusion on the show, nor do any of the statements made represent any particular organization, legal position, or viewpoint. All interviewees or organizations included appear on an arm's length basis, and their appearance should not be construed as any bias or preferred affiliation with the host or host's employer. All rights reserved.